Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, in the prior year, we had all the natural disasters that happened, whether it be fires, whether it be floods and different things. We wanted to hit on a little bit of homeowners insurance and just the basics of it.
Right. So what a lot of our customers are noticing and the people across the country is homeowners insurance is getting incredibly more expensive. Yeah. And as these disasters, you know, claim more and more money and more dollars, we expect homeowners insurance to continue to rise. So the question really is how do we reduce these costs in retirement so we're not seeing these above average inflation costs for homeowners insurance? And so, you know, one of the things that a lot of people are deciding to do is to self-insure, not have insurance. You know, about a fifth of people in the state of Florida right now are not carrying homeowners insurance at all. They're just basically saying, you know, I'm going to be self-insuring. Now, we would not advise that as a financial plan unless you've got significant assets to replace a house without it being meaningful. But you know, a couple of the quick things you can do is you can bundle your homeowners insurance with multiple other insurance policies to get a discount. So lots of insurance companies will give you discounts if you have more plans with them. Another big thing is raise your deductible. You know, there may come a time where, you know, insurance is really just for a total loss. If your roof's breaking or you have other minor issues, that may be stuff you want to pay out of pocket going forward, and you want to maybe make homeowners insurance be more of a total loss type situation.
Right. Well, these are definitely strategies that strategies to employ and something to look at with homeowners insurance as well, as far as saving you some money in addition to it, and just learning, taking time to educate yourself and learning how home insurance works
and what your policy covers. You know, a lot of people are finding out that certain things, you know, like we saw in North Carolina, you know, certain types of floods may not be covered by your insurance, whereas maybe a fire is covered. So we would encourage people to read over your homeowner's policy. And then also, you know, replacement value. You know, a lot of people, when you look at what's happening in California with the disaster there and all those houses burning down, there's going to be a shortage of people that can build homes. That area has not had that many people building homes at one time ever in its history. You know, and so that's probably going to raise the price premium. So some insurance policies will cover the total cost no matter what it is. So if it costs, you know, $1 million to replace your house and your policy only says $500,000, it'll cover that entire cost. And then some policies will only cover that $500,000 plus maybe 20% to rebuild, you know, and so that might only be $600,000. And you might need another $400,000 to rebuild your house. So this is a great moment as you look at these disasters to review your insurance policy.
Right.
And see if you have enough coverage to cover for disaster, what the policy covers, and to look at it. You know, and we would encourage any of our customers to look with their insurance agent and say, hey, what does my policy cover?
Right.
And then see that in writing to see exactly what it is and what your deductible is, and how you could potentially lower your cost, but also to make sure you have the right amount of insurance. You know, if you need $200,000 or $300,000 to fix a property, that could materially impact your retirement plan.
Yeah.
You know, but the way that insurance is rising and these disasters mean we're going to see it keep rising, people got to prepare for that because
right.
It's coming.
Right, absolutely. Well, thanks for explaining this to us today. And thank you for tuning in as well. We hope you have a great day.